Remote Speaking 101, Getting the Basics Right, Technically. Like it or not, you and I are living through a unique period in history. The COVID-19 pandemic is forcing us to adapt to a new normal in which we are learning new ways to communicate and connect with each other. As Toastmasters in pre-pandemic times, we'd had ample opportunity to connect with each other and to develop personal skills to share ideas and to inspire each other. But in this world of the new normal, which includes remote, real-time video communications, we need to supplement our speaking skills with know-how in the technical realm of cameras, computers, and microphones. You can't get your message across if there are annoyances distracting your audience. As a Toastmaster and a videographer and audio engineer, I'd like to offer some basic tips, things I see from online meetings which I'd like to offer to fix. These range from no-cost options to low-cost additions to your webcam setup. Camera. Yes, it's a camera, not a computer. Most of us use our laptop or built-in camera as our webcam. Once you sign on to a web meeting, though, you must understand that your laptop is primarily a camera, and you should treat it as such. Clean the lens. You'd be surprised how many people forget to wipe the camera clean. This is because your laptop is usually not a camera, but once it becomes your webcam, you need to keep its lens clean. Position the lens at eye level. A laptop computer naturally sits on a desktop, but the low position, which is appropriate for typing, is a terrible position for the camera. As a result, we are often treated to a view of a person's nostrils, looking up at their ceiling, and even at ceiling fans and lights. You wouldn't interact with people in the real world like this. You shouldn't interact with others in a web meeting like this. In order to look natural to your audience, you'll need to put your camera at eye level. Usually, this means raising your laptop computer around 10 inches off your desktop. You can do this by using a stand for your laptop or putting it on top of some boxes. Yes, this makes it inconvenient for use as a laptop, but remember, it's not a computer while you're using it as a webcam. To make your laptop still usable while propped up so high, consider connecting an external keyboard and mouse. Consider using an external camera. The built-in cameras on our computers are not quality cameras. Manufacturers have not invested a lot in these cameras. After all, computers are sold on their screen display quality, CPU speed, and graphics capabilities. Webcams are not at the top of the list of features in a computer. However, if you buy an external webcam, you'll almost always have a better quality camera because that's the sole reason for the camera being on the market in the first place. Some webcams also give you the capability to zoom, giving you more control over the framing of your picture. In the extreme case, you can use an external real camera such as a camcorder or a DSLR with an adapter. Remember, you're working at a very close camera angle. You're around 12 to 18 inches from your camera. This is very close. When you are this close to a camera, perspective is exaggerated. For example, if you move your hands or your body toward the camera, your size will be greatly exaggerated. Now, you can use this for comic effect or for visual options that you don't have in real life to emphasize a point. But you should be aware of it because it may distract unintentionally. Limit your motions towards and away from the camera. Look at your lens, not at your audience. During a web meeting, when we try to look at each other in our Brady Bunch gallery view, we don't look like we're trying to maintain eye contact. That's because we ought to be looking at the camera lens and not at the images of our compatriots on our screen. That's the only way we can appear to be gazing into someone's eyes as they watch us from the other side of the web meeting. This is hard to do. When it's done right, you're addressing an inanimate object in your laptop's lid. It's just the opposite of what we've known we should do when we're meeting in person. But because we're so close to the laptop, it's really obvious if we don't stare right at the lens. But most of us don't even know where the camera lens is, exactly. It's so important to do this that I take a Sharpie and I mark a bullseye where my camera lens is. Lights. Cameras need light. The more, the better. Especially for cheaper built-in cameras, the camera's sensor is where a built-in camera lacks a lot of capability. When there's not enough light, the camera will compensate by increasing the gain in the sensor. But doing this increases the grain in the picture, making it fuzzy. Also, to compensate, the camera will increase the shutter speed, making the picture blurry when there is motion in the picture. Try experimenting with very dim light and very bright light sometime. The difference is obvious and dramatic. If you have a desk lamp, you can use it to put light on your face. Place it behind your laptop and point it at your face. You'll want it to be much higher than your camera and off to the side of your camera, about 30 to 40 degrees. If it's too bright, you can diffuse the light by scotch taping some fabric softener, some bounce, to the front of the light. This works because these sheets of fabric softener are made to withstand high temperatures. Look for a well-lighted room. The ideal situation is to have lights behind your computer. This is not typically how lights are set up in a room, and that's why we see such bad lighting frequently. Don't have a background that's too bright or too dark. The automatic exposure controls of a webcam will compensate for the overall brightness of your picture. If you have a dark background, the camera will think it's a dark scene and will increase the overall brightness. If your face is much brighter than the background, then your face will be overly bright. If your background is too bright, for example, if there's a bright window in your background, then the camera will compensate by darkening the exposure, causing your face to be dark. The ideal situation is to have not very much difference between the light on your face and the light in the background. Consider investing in lights. There are many low-cost options now in lights intended for web meetings and videos. Search on the term ring light in your favorite online shopping website. These lights will do a great job of casting a nice, soft light onto your face. Sound. Ever wonder why everyone sounds so weird in a web meeting? It's because a lot of audio processing is necessary to reduce room noise, to reduce crosstalk between several people, and to prevent echoes and feedback. There's a lot of amazing technology behind the audio processing, but it's not perfect. And here's the vexing thing. You don't know how bad you sound. Well, you can tell how bad you look because you can see a picture of yourself during the web meeting. But you can never hear yourself during a web meeting. Only someone on the other end of your web meeting can tell you how bad you sound. Because of this, you should pay close attention to your sound. Here are some things you can do to help. Quiet. Look for a quiet room. Turn off your fan. Turn off your background music. Turn off any other background noise. If the web meeting software detects noise, it will try to reduce these noises, sometimes distorting your own voice in the process. In the worst case, your background noise will be transmitted even when you're not talking, annoying everyone in the meeting, and you'll be the last to know when someone finally gets fed up and calls you out as the troublemaker. Position yourself close to your computer. Your built-in microphone will pick up your noise better if you're close. And because of that, the web meeting software will be able to separate your voice from your room noise. Consider using earbuds or a headset instead of relying on the built-in speaker and microphone. You can try to get close to your computer to get the microphone to pick up your voice better, but the best microphone placement will be right next to your mouth. Your voice will be picked up distinctly, and any room noise will be rejected easily. Many low-cost options are available in wired earbuds and in wireless earbuds in case you need to be mobile. In special circumstances, use the Use Original Sound option. Some web meeting clients have an option to use original sound. This option turns off a lot of audio processing, which will result in better sound quality. But to use this option, you will need a very quiet room, and you'll need to wear earbuds or a headset in order to prevent echoes and feedback. This option is needed if you have a musical performance to do, or if you have other special audio needs. Of course, there are many speaking techniques which will help you be more effective online versus in person. These are just some of the less obvious tips that we don't really think about. As you can see, many of these tips are simple ones, needing just a repositioning of your computer or using items you may already have around the house. I hope this gives you some ideas for improving the quality of your web meetings.